Yesterday on the show, we heard from some teachers who are feeling more positive about the education system in this province, and that is a significant change from a year ago. Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, you've been elected president in the year since our Inside the Classroom forum went to air. From the phone calls and the emails that you get from teachers, what kind of concerns do they have about the education system at this moment?
Well, there's a number of concerns in our classrooms. There's no doubt that in this province we have a large number of very challenging classrooms. And I'm not saying that as an arbitrary term. I mean, the Organization for Economic and Cooperative Development, an international organization, defines a challenging classroom as one in which 10% of the student body has exceptionalities or behavioral concerns. I think anyone that's in our schools recognizes that the number of students that would not have that 10% threshold is certainly a rarity. To put in perspective, a class of 25 to not have three students that fit that bar, I would suggest is certainly a rarity. The issues concerning inclusive education are certainly still there. The Premier's own task force report certainly clearly made this statement. The current model for inclusive education is not working. Issues regarding school violence, student-student, student-teacher is certainly real in our classrooms. Those are two things there. I think one thing that certainly could have a very positive impact on the system, on both those fronts, would be a reduction in class size. To be even those classes that have multivariate composition, fewer students in the room would allow teachers to focus more on individual students, provide a better program for all those students.
So those 30 teachers who went public with so many serious issues, as you point out, you know, behavior, students with special challenges and things of that nature, did that create any bad blood between the provincial government and teachers?
No, I don't think so. I mean, after all, what those teachers identified, those 30, were issues that are long known. These are issues that were identified in many ways back in 2007. Government had a teacher allocation commission report, which was conducted, that identified a number of concerns, made several recommendations. Post that, we had our own initiative that we partnered with the Federation of School Councils, we partnered with the university, to get an assessment of where the public felt the education system was. There were a number of findings from that. Subsequent to that, the Premier's own task force report found many of the same findings. So the issues that those 30 teachers brought forward mirrored in so many ways exactly which have been on the radar for a number of years. So they simply identified issues that are known to be there. The positive impact is that I think right now, and this is where I think a number of teachers would say now, I certainly would say now, that I'm hopeful. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful that things are at least have the prospect of moving in the right direction. I'm hopeful that we'll see a successful implementation. I know that right now we are engaged in the process. We are engaged at the number of the committees that are struck to look at implementation of these task force recommendations. And I feel there's hope for positive change.
So what's your assessment on how the province has done? Because as we heard yesterday on the show, you know, some of the concerns teachers brought forward were remedied and fixed. But as you say, some of these concerns were well known amongst provincial officials going back 10 years or more. So do you give the provincial education department credit for making those fixes, or is it too little too late?
I don't think I would suggest I'd use the term making the fixes. I don't think I suggest that the fixes have been made. What has been done is that there's work, there's acknowledgement of the problem, there's discussions as to how best to move forward to actually address the problems going forward. If you interviewed teachers in the classroom, and again, there's a number that were interviewed as a follow-up to Inside the Classroom, they would acknowledge that, yes, there's hope for change, yes, there is the prospect for change, and we're hopeful that productive discussions will occur to move things to where we need them to be. But to date, those same issues that were previously identified, the same issues that were in our classrooms in 2016, 2017, and now presently, those are still there. The difference is there's a prospect for change, there's hope for change, and that's where the optimism comes from, or certainly where my optimism comes from.
So what's your number one priority right now when it comes to improving the education system?
I think there's a couple things at play, and I referenced this earlier. Certainly the inclusive education model needs to be significantly addressed, how best to meet the needs of all students. Tangential that, as I mentioned earlier, certainly the issue around school violence. those are things that are there. I mean, student teachers are real. We've had 87 incidents reported directly to us of those very incidents of violence in schools. We'd suggest that these numbers are actually underreported because we know that there's often hesitancy to do a formalized reporting. But these are things we need to work forward on. These are things we need to acknowledge. And I'm pleased that we have been embedded in the process. I'm pleased that we are a part of the discussion. And I stand by this statement, is that if government is serious in moving education forward, if government is serious in making meaningful change to the education system, the greater the degree to which educators are consulted and listened to, the more effective those policy decisions will be.
Just lastly, the Teachers Association is in contract talks with the provincial government. Where do things stand right now?
Well, we have met with the employer. We've had exchanges with the employer. We have further dates scheduled going forward, and our process will unfold. We expect it to be a fair and legitimate process that involves true, legitimate collective bargaining, that at the end of the day we'll reach and attain a deal that is a fair and reasonable settlement for our members.
Dean Ingram, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. If you'd like to weigh in on this story or any story you hear on our show, give us a call, 896-3509, 1-888-699-8255, or email your thoughts to labradormorning@cbc.ca.